Hey, everybody. Stacey Vanek Smith here. And this week, we're running some of our favorite indicators from the last 8 months. This next story originally aired in May, and I love it because it has been an emotional anecdote for me for all the anxiety I feel every time I see those terrible lists of 30 under 30 or 40 under 40. And why do they even make those? I guess except to make people crazy. Well, it turns out you do not have to pay any attention to these lists because entrepreneurs like fine wine only get better with age.
Middle age. That time of life when you buy a Porsche, start eating more vegetables, and just generally try to fend off the existential dread that comes with knowing that the range of things you can do with your life continues to shrink and shrink and shrink.
Cardiff. That's very dark.
I'm describing somebody else's
doing?
Life. I'm totally describing a friend's life.
Sure. Yeah.
Me.
How are you, though? Are you having a good Wednesday? Anyway, there is a popular perception that it is always easier to do things personally and especially professionally when you are younger, like starting companies or something like that. That is something that young people do. You have like a 23-year-old startup titan. And, you know, you assume that like after a certain age, like 30, you know, your ideas get a little old and it's just too late to do something like that.
Is it, though? Today on the show, some very fun new data sheds light on this very question. Is there hope for people who worry that they missed their window by not starting a company when they were younger? And can young people with dreams of starting a company expect to ripen with age?
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform. Invest in high-growth companies of the future, innovating in clean water, renewable energy, and medical breakthroughs. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/indicator.
Hi, I'm Ben Jones, the Gund Professor of Entrepreneurship at the Kellogg School of Management.
Ben and some colleagues from academia and from the Census Bureau just released a paper called Age and High Growth Entrepreneurship. And Ben says there are at least three reasons that people tend to assume that younger people are more likely to be successful startup founders.
Three ideas that often come up are that somehow very young people are more capable of disruptive thinking. They're not sort of beholden by existing paradigms or ways of thinking, and they have really new ideas. Another version is that young people have a lot of energy and are unencumbered by family responsibilities or mortgages or tuitions or those kinds of things. And a third idea is that young people just might be smarter. Maybe we decline cognitively as we age in some important way.
I was not smarter when I was in my 20s, I would just like to say.
But to be fair, there are studies in psychology and the other social sciences that back up each of those points.
Really, people, younger people are smarter? Is that true?
Cognitively agile, I think, is the word we can use. On the other hand, people who reach middle age
actually
and beyond
make it there.
Also have a few things going for them that would help them start companies. So, for example, they're more likely to have a network of contacts in their field, and they're more likely to have money of their own just because they've had more time to save it.
Also, a huge supply of liniment oil, which can come in handy in all kinds of ways. Younger people just don't have that around.
And they don't even know to have it around.
They don't even know to have it around. Very useful, by the way. Many uses. And of course, middle-aged people have more experience in their industry, and they've accumulated the knowledge that comes with that experience.
But figuring out which of these sets of traits actually matters more for starting a successful new venture has been kind of tricky, Ben says. And the reason is that previous studies have mostly focused on narrower sets of companies or on specific industries. Ben and his colleagues wanted to look at every business in the U.S.
So they did. Ben says they started with this report published by the government called the Longitudinal Business Database.
Oh, that was fun.
That is definitely not a young hip name, but I like it. It is like the census, but this one is for businesses.
So we were able to look at not a sample, but every business that was founded. And using some new data in this internal project, we were able to look at who owned those new businesses. So for the first time, we were able to study founders.
Ben and his colleagues then used tax data from the Internal Revenue Service, which includes information about who owns which businesses, and then linked it with the data in the Longitudinal Business Database, which told them how well those businesses had performed, so how much money they've made, how many employees they've hired, stuff like that.
And for this study, they focused on companies that grew really fast in the years just after they started.
If you think about entrepreneurship in general, most firms, almost all firms, are not firms with a really strong ambition to grow. They're restaurants, they're a dry cleaner, a nail salon. That's the vast majority of small businesses that get started. But in terms of sort of the kinds of entrepreneurship that can really raise broadly socioeconomic prosperity, we're looking at a much narrower set of very ambitious young businesses, and we needed a way to get at those.
So what did they find? There were four conclusions that really stood out to us. First, the average age of a successful founder of a high-growth company is right smack in the middle of middle age. It couldn't be any more middly.
I think to all of us, the biggest finding and the most surprising finding is that when you look at the very highest growth companies in the U.S., the 1 in 1,000 fastest growing companies, the average age of the founders when they founded the company was 45.
It 45 not, years old.
Right.
Not 25. Not even 35.
I thought it might not be in the 20s. I thought it might be 33. It might be 35. The fact that it was 45 was really quite surprising to all of us.
That's great. It's also a kind of a hopeful discovery, is it not? For people who are, I don't know, past their 20s and maybe almost approaching their 40s, asking for a friend here.
Absolutely. We can be much more optimistic about what lies ahead of us rather than pessimistic about that.
And you better believe that 45 years old. 45 years young?
Never say years young. Never say years young. That is the worst phrase.
Withdrawn. 45 years old.
Okay, yeah.
Is our Planet Money indicator.
But anyway, the second conclusion was that the average age of successful entrepreneurs being middle age, this was true across every part of the economy.
So when you look across, say, firms that are in different parts of the country, and firms in different industrial sectors. Yes, some people are younger in some industrial sectors than other when they start companies. But there's really no industry where the highest growth cases are going to be very young.
The third conclusion, we get better with age.
Oh, yes, we do.
Much like a fine wine or some cheeses.
I'm feeling so much better.
I mean, me
as
too.
As this episode goes along.
I know. Maybe we should go start a company. Anyway, to clarify, there are two reasons that the average successful founder is middle-aged when he or she starts a company. One is that there are just way more middle-aged people starting companies than either young people or people who are past middle age. But the second reason is that people also get better at starting new companies as they age. And you will love this, Cardiff. Guess what? You do not stop getting better at starting a company even at 45. You just keep getting better.
If you look at what happens when you try, so conditional on starting a company, and you're 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, you find actually that your chance of hitting a home run only goes up as you get older. So in fact, 55-year-olds who start companies have a higher chance of hitting a home run than a 45-year-old who starts a company, which is higher than a 35-year-old who starts a company, which is a lot higher than a 25-year-old who starts a company.
This is the greatest paper.
The greatest paper ever.
The fourth conclusion of this paper is that experience really does matter. The more experience a founder has in the industry of his or her startup, the more likely it was that the startup would become a really successful company.
And that's consistent with, you know, I think many ideas conceptually of what entrepreneurs are doing, what innovators are doing, which is solving problems that they understand, they see, and they can have a good solution against. And sort of being in the industry in which you are going to start your company means you have great visibility into the actual problems people are trying to solve.
This is all super encouraging.
You feeling better?
Yes.
Good.
But even so, what are we to make of the fact that a lot of world-changing companies like Apple and Microsoft and Google were in fact started by people in their 20s? How do we reconcile that with the data in this paper?
It's a really important question. And the way I reconcile that is that when you look at these individuals, you see often that they too seem to peak in middle age. So for example, the iPhone from Apple and Steve Jobs was introduced when Jobs was in middle age. But it's also the case that some people are really very, very talented. And you could be so talented like Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg, for example, that you can even do well when you're very young. So there's really no tension necessarily between some people appearing very young as great entrepreneurs and the fact that everyone seems to be getting better with experience.
Or like daily short form business podcasts.
That's
also
true.
Just get better and better and better.
I think so.
This is Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We do long-form interviews with the people behind the best books, pop culture, journalism, and more, so you can get to know the people whose work you love. You'll find Fresh Air on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.